Mine's about the formation of the coalition, because at university you're an active member of the Labour Club, I believe. You described yourself as a social liberal during the beginning, your first leadership campaign, but you're also on record as the first person to formally advocate full coalition with the Conservatives. It was you that wrote the dissent, I believe. Was this simply on the basis of the financial and political necessity as you saw it, or did you actually believe that you could get something, Lib Dem policy, from the Conservatives onto the statute books?
Well, certainly both, but the key point that I was making about in the note before the election was that we, in the circumstances we were in, we had to have a full coalition rather than a supply and confidence arrangement. And the argument was between those who wanted a supply and confidence arrangement, which would have been supporting, potentially, in the circumstances where we could only form some sort of agreement with the Conservatives, it would be supporting the Conservatives from the outside, or it would be forming a full coalition. And my view is simply that there was no evidence anywhere in the world that a supply and confidence arrangement could deliver the sort of decisions which we needed to take to deal with the financial and economic crisis. And there was certainly evidence that coalitions could deal with it, but the problem with the supply and confidence arrangement is, by definition, if you go into a supply and confidence arrangement rather than a coalition, what you're telling people, including the financial markets, is that you don't trust the other party enough to do a full coalition. So the financial markets will conclude from that that, in fact, there is going to be a fairly early new general election. The parties will also conclude from that, because it's a low trust arrangement, that there will be an early general election. And in the circumstances of an early general election, we know exactly what happens. Everybody defers difficult decisions and no tough decisions get taken. And in those circumstances, the markets know exactly what politics is like, and there would have been a very early and rapid run on both British bonds and probably on sterling if there had been a low trust supply and confidence arrangement. So my view was always, whatever happened, we had to go into a full coalition rather than a supply and confidence. You can't be half pregnant in these circumstances. You're either in there or you're out of there, but there's no point in pretending that you can be half in and half out, because you can't.
Thank you.
And that had nothing to do with politics, by the way. It had nothing to do with Conservatives, Labour, anything else. Nothing to do with party politics. It was a straightforward view that actually you needed to be, the government had to have enough credibility to be able to deliver for the markets, or the markets would lose confidence.
More based on your experience in the city than political experience?
Yeah. Both, actually.